March 30th, 1981.
Mr. President!
John Hinckley Jr. fires six shots at President Ronald Reagan. A bullet lodges an inch away from his heart. Reagan is rushed into the operating room and tells his doctors, "I hope you're all Republicans."
Presenting to you the President of the United States.
Our 40th president survived, of course. And besides his toughness, the shooting showed the American people that the great communicator also had quite a sense of humor.
Letter came from Peter Sweeney. He's in the second grade in the Riverside School in Rockville Center. And he said, "I hope you get well quick, or you might have to make a speech in your pajamas."
Throughout his political career, Reagan used humor to win friends, influence voters.
You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your.
And slay the opposition. No one knew that better than Democratic challenger Walter Mondale.
"I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience."
"You wanted law and order in this town. You've got it."
A former Hollywood actor and spokesman for General Electric, Reagan knew how to make his humor seem off the cuff, except that it wasn't.
"Mike Devers, in his book, said that I had a short attention span. Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell, let's move on to something else."
You know, you can talk to any number of President Reagan's speechwriters over the years, and when they might hand him a speech, sometimes the speeches would come back with a quote or an expression or a joke that they hadn't seen before.
Turns out the Gipper had a secret comedic weapon, says John Hybush, executive director of the Reagan Library.
"So all of this is the contents of his desk, the last desk he used.
Two boxes filled with the last objects sitting inside President Reagan's working desk."
"Cool. All right, well, listen, I want to see this stuff."
Buried inside one of these boxes, a stack of index cards.
"The president's famous one-liners, his best jokes, written on both sides. You know, this is the humor of Ronald Reagan in 3x5.
This one is titled One-Liners. Adolescence is the time when children suddenly feel responsible for answering the phone." It's pretty good. It's funny.
As unassuming as these look, they were political dynamite, a war chest of jokes. Many he wrote himself, others he borrowed.
"Someone has once said that actually, as long as there are final exams, there will be prayer in schools."
"I can remember when a hot story broke and the reporters would run in yelling, 'Stop the chisels.'"
We showed some of the jokes to comedian Drew Carey. Jokes about Congress.
"I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress."
About the Soviet Union.
"What are the four things wrong with Soviet agriculture? Spring, summer, autumn, and winter."
And about himself.
"Just to show you..." This is the best one.
"Just to show you how youthful I am, I intend to campaign in all 13 states."
He was a guy who wasn't afraid to make fun of himself, which was great. You know, like, whatever you think the elephant in the room is, that's the thing you should be able to talk about and joke about. And I do the same thing. The first thing I do is I make a joke about the way I look.
And that kind of inoculates yourself.
Totally.
"When I go in for a physical now, they no longer ask me how old I am. They just carbon date me."
Reagan's sunny disposition, his ability to joke about pretty much anything, long predated his career in politics, says his daughter, Patty Davis. She says it was a lifelong coping mechanism.
"I think that everything about my father goes back to the fact of him being the child of an alcoholic. He protected himself against the unpredictability of his home by developing this sort of coating of humor over everything. I don't want to feel the pain here. I don't want to feel the unpredictability here."
"Mr. President, in talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?"
"Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat."
At home, Davis also saw another side of her father's humor.
The reason that we made it a masked dance was
impersonating the distinctive, high-pitched voice of writer Truman Capote.
Idea of the domino, black and white idea, but
so I'm trying to imagine Ronald Reagan imitating Truman Capote.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing it as a put-down, but to me, because I was so idealistic, you know, I thought, oh, this could be, you know, it's like he's putting down, you know, a gay man or something. He really wasn't. He just thought it was funny.
Oh, and there's one more Reagan family joke. After that assassination attempt, the Gipper told Nancy, "Honey, I forgot to duck."